Hi, this episode of Let's Talk Miscarriage and Stillbirth is going to cover keeping the faith during miscarriage or stillbirth. My name's Donna Murphy, and I am the mother of three babies who I believe live in heaven. I have attended many national conventions on pregnancy and infant loss, and they all seem to lack one thing. They all seem to be afraid to bring God into their programs. I'm not. God's the center of my life, and He is the ultimate healer. It is God who gently talks to us and encourages us in this time of sorrow. And I pray that God and the peace of the Holy Spirit be with you. You know, another name for the Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. And Paraclete literally means the one who answers the cry. And nothing brings out a cry like the help that you need when you've lost a child. So Holy Spirit, answer our cries. I'm going to give you my witness here, and I hope that my words can help you in your healing journey. Now, the hardest thing I've ever lived through is when I lost my baby at 17 weeks. Everything in me cried out. I couldn't understand. I welcomed this gift of a child that God had sent me. So why would God let my baby be taken from me? Didn't He trust me with this baby? Did I do something wrong? Was I being punished? How could this happen? My job was to protect my baby, and I couldn't. He died anyway. In the book of Wisdom 1:13 in the Bible, it says that God did not make death, nor does He rejoice in the destruction of the living. So if He doesn't cause death, I had to turn to my basic facts of faith. God did not bring death into the world. Sin did. And because there's sin, there's death. And God didn't take my baby from me or your baby from you. Sin is in the world, therefore allowing sickness and death. In John 9:3 we read, Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned. Instead, he was born blind so that God could show what He can do for him. In general, sin causes death. God has a direct will and a permissive will. God allows death from His permissive will, not His direct will. So in the death of our babies, you know, yeah, it could have been stopped by a miracle. So where's God in all this? Why didn't He give my baby a miracle? As a dear friend told me in my grief, when you lost your baby, God was right there with you, supporting you when you felt weak and loving you. Now, sometimes this is hard to see when you're dealing with the loss of your child. It seems hard to find God. Where is He? Okay, I get that He allows natural things to happen like death. Why did He not save my baby or your baby by a miracle? God loves you. Jesus weeps with you. He does not abandon you. We cannot understand His ways, but we can be sure that He loves us. Jesus sent us His Holy Spirit, so let the Paraclete answer your cry. In John 11, some of the verses read, Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when He heard that Lazarus was ill, He remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Well, think about that. He stayed there and He let it happen. What? Permissive will of God. Then after this, He said to His disciples, Let us go back to Judea. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to Him, I know He will rise in the resurrection on the last day. And then Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in Me, even if he dies, will live. Then Mary came to where Jesus was, and she saw Him, and she fell at His feet and said to Him, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, He became deeply troubled and said, Where have you laid him? They said to Him, Sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. The words, and Jesus wept, are so very important here. Jesus wept even though He knew He was going to raise Lazarus from the dead in a matter of minutes. I think Jesus did this to show us it's okay to grieve and to be sad when someone dies. So if you begin to doubt yourself and say, why am I grieving so much? You can ask yourself, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do when someone He loved died? And the answer is in John, Jesus wept. We see that Jesus grieved. Grief is normal. It's what Jesus did. Everyone grieves differently. Usually it's harder at first and then slowly improves. But everyone is different. Some people stuff the grief and it doesn't come out until later. Others face it head on, right away hoping to get over it quickly. But grief takes time, effort, and healing. Now I had to ask, where is God in all of this? Is He teaching us how to grieve through the Bible? Is he teaching us that it's okay to grieve through the Bible? Is he right by our side, holding us up when we cannot bear to sit, much less stand on our own two feet? Yes, he's right there holding us up. We don't even know the days when we've actually been held up and we really were not able to stand on our own two feet ourselves. He's with us, supporting us, loving us. When you look at the cross, remember, Jesus did that so you could be together with your family again someday, with your whole family again someday, and with him, and with our Heavenly Father, and our whole heavenly family together forever. He loves you more than you will ever know, and he will never leave you. There's not a time limit on grief. There's a child missing from your life, and that no other child can replace him or her. A piece of your heart will be gone until you are in heaven. Grief is so very heavy at first. As it eases up, sometimes you feel guilty for not feeling so bad. The first time you laugh, you may feel guilty. Don't. The first time you don't feel sorrow for a few hours, you may feel guilty. Don't. The devil, who's the accuser, tries to make you feel guilty, not God. You need time. It is healthy to take a break from your sorrow. You need to heal. When you lose a child you love so dearly, it's almost like an amputation. You know something has been cut from you, and you know you'll never be the same. But you will heal. Eventually, you'll have a scar that remains. It's always there. Your child is always missing. Eventually, it doesn't hurt as bad. Some days it will be very tough, and some days will be easier. Like an amputee who's lost a limb, the open wound will heal, but your life will forever be different. Your loss is real, but it shouldn't limit you forever. On the days you can't do it anymore, let Jesus do it for you. Let him hold you up. Rest in him when you can't find rest anywhere else. Turn to him and trust in him that he is taking good care of your baby in heaven. Eventually, it won't be so raw, and you will laugh again and smile again and see joys again and be thrilled to see pregnant women again. It will happen, but it will take time. You won't stop missing your baby, but he won't seem so far away. Just like one of your kids might be in college, another kid may live in another town, and this child lives in heaven. You know where they are and you miss them, but you know you're going to see him again someday. So trust that Jesus is with you. Trust that he has not abandoned you. Trust that he has not abandoned your child, but he's caring for your child in heaven, and he's caring for you on earth until he can bring you both back together again someday in his kingdom of heaven. This is Donna Murphy with Let's Talk Miscarriage and Stillbirth.